Because you are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, that is 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and text line where you can call in and text in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Your boy's back. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling healthier. I couldn't listen. Yesterday, couldn't talk. I lost my voice. I did my show Sunday, Karma on 94.5 ESPN and 100.5 ESPN Madison. And let me tell y'all, I told the host, I said, hey, listen, I got to rest my voice. I said, I can't talk. I got to be ready for Truth Nation because Friday I was just trying to get through. And I learned a lesson on Friday. And Brother Z, you should take notes. I learned a lesson. So Friday I was clearly under the weather. I was sick. My voice was going in and out a little bit. My throat was sore. But on Friday, my baby, she had an event here at the Market Hall in a different area. She was here all day. You know, I saw her a little bit during the day, gave her a little kiss. It was good. Gave me some energy. But then after, she was like, let's hang out in the Market Hall. I said, bet. And I got me a drink after. Let me tell you, I didn't realize. I don't get sick very often. I didn't realize that drinking alcohol makes your illness worse. Because I had me a double tequila. It was a long week. I was sick. Got some news about the truth. I said, this is a long week. I said, I just need to give me a little drink. And I got that drink, and then I was feeling myself. I went home, made me a little bit, another little drink. Let me tell you, 3 a.m. in the morning hit. My throat was on fire. I woke her up. I said, baby, what did you do? Why you let me drink this alcohol? It's killing me. It just took me backwards. Took me backwards. But I'm good now. I'm doing much better. I'm turning a corner. I can talk a little bit. I was in the shower today, practicing, saying I'm back, baby, I'm back. But with that being said, Truth Nation, with me being back, so comes all the fire, all the news, and all the information you need to know here on Truth to Power, because right now it's time for the weekend recap.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life, and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Truth Nation, some of the biggest headlines you need to know. I'm going to start with this, potholes. I'm going to start with the potholes here at the city of Milwaukee because there's been a lot of conversation. I know last week they were driving around with the potholes and they were having the Milwaukee Brewers do the emblem, which is cool, you know, whatever. I like it. I ain't gonna knock things that are cool that encourage people to call in the potholes. But listen, Truth Nation, we have a pothole issue here in the city of Milwaukee. And this year, the issue seems to be even worse And if you think it in your head, man, it is even worse than yes. You are thinking right. It is even worse this year. And that is the reality of this situation. Driving from my parents' house over the weekend, I had to go down this one little road. When I went down this one little road, I felt like I was playing a dang game Frogger. I was going left, right, trying to avoid different things, trying to avoid all these different potholes so it don't go boom, 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 boom. I had to give me some brand new tires because of these damn potholes 2 weeks ago. But I was ducking and dodging all the potholes on the streets in the city of Milwaukee. And as always, I like to point out that this type of pothole situation, it is not normal. Now, is it normal for communities to have potholes after the winter? Absolutely. This isn't just a Milwaukee issue, but how prevalent and how bad and how long these potholes are on the street. Oh, now this is an issue specific to Milwaukee with how long these potholes be out there. Now, we should expect after the winter months to have some potholes in the streets. But boy, oh boy, the city got to be a little bit more proactive in trying to spot some of these potholes, to rid some of these potholes that we have in our city. Now, potholes have been very, very bad this year. And I told you before, if you thought that this year it was a little bit worse, you were not wrong for that. In 2026, in this year, they have had a record number of service requests for potholes, 11,000. 11,000 service requests for potholes by the end of April already. And if you are somebody who sees a pothole, you can report it by calling 414-286-CITY or 2489. So 414-286-2489. You can also do what I love to do. I just go to Google and I just start typing in stuff. So that's how I get the stuff. I say Google it. That's the worst thing. People hate when you tell them to Google it. I don't know why. Google is the greatest resource that we could ever have is Google. Google, go ahead and Google Milwaukee pothole report, and you'll be able to find how to submit a form. They even have a mobile app that you can submit on. But listen, I know this city is working hard, but I will say this, because they're working hard to try to get these potholes fixed. And I'm not going to say, you know, they not trying, but I'm saying they not doing the best they can. You know, I ain't trying to be mean, but I'm just saying, I know they're working hard, but the best you can would be round-the-clock work to make sure that these potholes are fixed and that these potholes are no longer damaging these cars. There was a dude who went on TV, I think last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, on the south side, who was talking about how there is a 12-inch, one-foot-deep pothole in front of his house, and cars will go over the pothole, ba-boop, ba-boom, and literally bust a tire. And he said he is stacking up a collection of hubcaps in his front yard because of the pothole that is in front of his house that had been reported. This is not great, and the city has to find a way to be better. I shouldn't be having to deal with road hazards such as potholes in the city of Milwaukee that could damage my car, and you don't get anything if your car get damaged because of the road. That's just the cost of business. So your tax dollars go towards hopefully fixing the damn roads. But when the roads mess up your car, you stuck with the bill. So again, these potholes are bad. But beyond just talking about how bad the potholes are, I want to make sure you all are informed on how you can report these potholes by simply calling 414-286-CITY, or also CITY is spelled out, for a number, numerical, 2489. 414-286-2489. But also, like I said before, you can Google how can I submit report on potholes in Milwaukee or Milwaukee potholes reporting. They'll show you how to submit a form. You'll be able to do that. But that is exactly what I just had to let y'all know. Because I know these potholes are out of control. I know a lot of people are angry. I know I'm angry because I ended up becoming victim of this. But I want to make sure that we have the information and the resources in order to fix this. We can complain. I know I love to talk about the things that are happening in our community, but also I want to make sure you have the resources as well. Truth Nation, sad day for flying. They done took away one of my favorite airlines and Spirit Airlines. I don't know if y'all heard the news, but at 2 a.m. Central Time, the last Spirit Airlines flight had landed in Dallas, Texas from Detroit, Michigan. And that was the final flight that will fly in Spirit as it is now, unless somebody buys it or something like that. But Spirit has officially shut down. One of my favorite airlines. And I want to be very clear because there's a lot of rumors and a lot of information and a lot of misinformation and a lot of noise happening around this Spirit Airlines shutdown. Truth Nation, I'm just going to be very honest. Spirit Airlines was killed by the Trump administration, period. Like, that is what happened. Now, of course, there's context for everything. But the Trump administration killed Spirit Airlines. Now, did Biden administration cause some harm? Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, they caused some harm to this. They did. I'm going to talk about that. But Truth Nation, this pointless war that has no real exit strategy, that is going to cause a blue wave come midterms unless they find a way to rig and cheat these change these maps, which they may have found a way with the Supreme Court ruling. But Spirit Airlines was killed by the Trump administration. They went out of business for multiple reasons, but the death blow was the war in Iran. That was the death blow of why Spirit Airlines is no longer available. Now, I'm going to give it to y'all real, because y'all know me. Listen, I may have voted for Joe Biden or whatever, or Kamala Harris, but I'm going to keep it on. I'm going to keep it real, because I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Now, I was a stockholder of Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a shareholder. So I have followed the years of what was happening with Spirit. So I paid very, very close attention. In Truth Nation, Spirit is also partially to blame for this, and I say that because Spirit had an offer to get bought out by Frontier years ago, probably in like 2022. And that was the deal we was going to go with. I was a shareholder. Remember, I had a say. I said, oh, we going with this Frontier deal. But then JetBlue old bum ass came in out of nowhere and offered $3 billion to buy Spirit Airlines. And the shareholders decided to go with the bigger money versus going with the sure thing. And the Spirit, the corporation said, hey, shareholders, I'm telling y'all this right now. The government is not going to allow for JetBlue to buy us. They told us that. We got to go with this Frontier deal. So I said, well, I'm going with the Frontier deal. I voted for the Frontier deal. But some of these damn fools voted for the JetBlue deal, chasing the money versus chasing the reality. And that's how we ended up in this situation. And they went with the JetBlue deal. The government sued to say the deal wasn't going to go through. A judge that was appointed by Ronald Reagan agreed and sided with the government. And so Frontier Airlines said, oh, well, I guess the deal is gone. We don't have the deal anymore. And so Frontier Airlines continued to try to work their way through it. They eventually went bankrupt, but they saved themselves and restructured out of bankruptcy. And they were going along. They were flying. They rebounded a little bit. They were trying to survive, and they were surviving. But then this damn Iran war that Trump started, Trump's war, and Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, war, caused for jet fuel prices to go up. Spirit could no longer afford to be in business due to it. And this is how we end up where we are today. So, again, yes, the Biden administration definitely played a role in beating up Spirit. But the death blow came from the Iran war. It was with the gas prices, the jet fuel prices. And one thing that we have to be watching is that there are a lot of low-cost airlines that are also facing the same potential fate that Spirit faced. Now, Spirit was in some financial issues, right? They were surviving. They were getting by. They were trying to work their way out of it. But when you look at an airline like JetBlue, who also just came out and said, hey, we have a tremendous amount of debt, and these jet fuel prices are going to cause some pain for us here at JetBlue, where we also may be looking at how we can survive if this continues to go on. So I'm just trying to let people know this now, is that Trump killed Spirit, and he may end up killing other low-cost carriers. But Truth Nation, more importantly, airlines have raised their prices to offset the cost that negatively impacts you, impacts we, the customer. That's what we have to understand with that. And y'all should be furious about that. It doesn't matter who you voted for when it comes to your pockets being impacted negatively. And this is what is happening right now. Your pockets are being impacted negatively because of what this administration has chosen. And I say chosen because that's what it was. It was a choice. Now, here in the city of Milwaukee, we had Spirit Airlines, and now we have gates that are empty. They're not operating because of the fact that Spirit Airlines went out of business. You have employees out of work, thousands and thousands of employees out of work because of the administration's decision. So when I tell people that voting matters, this is why it matters. Policies matter. And poor policies can cause for things like this to happen. Thousands and thousands of Americans are out of jobs, not because Spirit Airlines was such a poorly ran airline. No, they're out of jobs because Spirit Airlines was not prepared for a war in Iran that will cause for jet fuel to go up for a long, sustained period. That is what happened. We didn't have to go to war with Iran. So the war in Iran now has only cost real lives and soldiers that have died fighting to protect our country, but it has also cost people their livelihood, their ability to go to work, their ability to get a paycheck. Can you imagine not only losing your job, but the company going out of business? You don't get a severance pay. You have nothing. You have nothing. And so this is why we should take this serious. And I'm going to talk about how I love Spirit Airlines, but I just wanted for a moment for people to understand the pain that we are currently suffering through because of a decision by an administration. A lot of people are talking about, oh, gas prices have been high like this under Biden. You're absolutely right. They sure were. But the difference between the gas prices being high under Joe Biden and the gas prices being high under Donald Trump is one had to do with a war in Europe with Putin invading Ukraine. This one has to do with a war in the Middle East with Donald Trump leading our United States military in conjunction and partnership with Israel to attack Iran, which caused for the gas prices to go up. That is the difference. So Truth Nation, under this Trump administration, gas has gone up because of a war he caused. Gas is up on average $1.48 here in Milwaukee. It is high. I told y'all last week, y'all better get y'all gas. It's about to touch $5 this week. But gas on average around this country is up $1.48. So if you have a 12-gallon tank of gas, it will cost you $17.76 more to fill up every time you fill up. So if you fill up four times a month, I'm not a mathematician, but I do understand you paying about $70 more for gas. If you got a 15-gallon tank of gas, it's going to cost you $22.20 more every time you fill up. I ain't a mathematician, but that's going to cost you about $90 extra a month or every four times you fill up. 18-gallon tank, that's $26.64. That's $100 extra every time you fill up once a week. And for 20-gallon, you're looking at $29.60. You're talking about $120 to fill up if you have to fill up. So what I'm saying is this, Truth Nation, is that choices and elections have consequences. And unfortunately, we are feeling the consequence of a poor policy by our president. I was going to tell y'all how much I love Spirit, but I'll probably say that for another day because we're running short on time. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I just had to let people understand that. Listen, I keep it real. I keep it 100. I was mad as hell at the Biden administration for making that decision to sue JetBlue and Spirit. So to block the merger of those two companies, because I understood that Spirit was not going to be able to be viable for the long term. And Spirit basically went bankrupt and I lost my stock. I lost my $750 I invested. I went from buying it for like $7 a share to about to sell it for like $30-some a share. So that's right there. You're talking about a $25 per share bump on all them shares I had. I was ready to make me some money, and then, boof, gone, just like that. So, yes, Biden had something to do with it. But the Trump administration gave them the death blow of this war in Iran. The Trump administration is causing us job loss. The Trump administration is causing for prices to go up. We are not getting what they promised. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls here on award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Truth Nation, when we come back on the other side, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth was sold. We were sold. And I want to tell y'all the story behind it. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. When we come back, I'm going to tell y'all my thoughts about the selling of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017 here on Truth to Power. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. We can give us a like and a share and a subscribe. As that, I guess we're on our road to 8,000 subscribers. Boy, oh boy, things happen fast. Happen fast. But again, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. In Truth Nation, like I said before, I don't know if you heard the news, but big news came out last Thursday about the future of the truth. And the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, we have been sold. Our brand has been sold. And Craig Karmazin, our founder and CEO of Good Karma Brands, joined The Truth with Sherwin Hughes to talk about why he decided to sell the brand. In Truth Nation, it was a reminder for me of how special this platform is and how special it was to be able to build it, right? That's how special it was for me. Now, it was always in the back of my mind when I was building it, it was always about the community. It was always about how can we best position ourselves to serve the community, whether it was the content that we created and the hosts that we decided to get and the community events that we did. I always wanted to make sure that you all were the center. As people say, the Northern Star, you all were that Northern Star. You all were that focus. You all were always in the mind about how can we build this up. Now, a lot of people have been asking me how I feel, right? When the news came down, because, you know, when I was told the news, I didn't, you know, I took it all in because of the fact that I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I helped start a startup and look at where we're at now. And I didn't realize and understand what it meant around here, right? I had a lot of people, you know, are you okay? Patting me on the back. And I'm like, what do you mean am I okay? I'm good. I'm like, I'm straight. And then I realized what it really meant to a lot of people was the fact that the teammates that we call teammates here at Good Karma Brands, like, we're no longer going to be teammates. So at first when I took the news and I'm thinking about all the positives, and then all of a sudden you take a moment, you realize, why are all these people saying this to me? Like, stop touching me. You're going to be okay. I had somebody even tell me, it was like, hey, you can take today's show off today. And so I was like, oh, really? I'm like, well, I'm good. But Truth Nation, at the end of the day, I will say this. People ask me how I'm doing. I'm doing great. And I appreciate people checking in. But the thing is, I want to let everybody know I'm proud. I'm proud that I was able to help build something so special and so impactful that people saw enough value in it that they wanted to buy it. But more importantly, they wanted it to live on. And that is the thing that means the most to me, is that we get to have something like this, this platform, this voice that continues to live on. The Truth brand was sold to Civic Media, who will be transferring the station to Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Black Media Trust, which will now unite the truth with the Milwaukee Courier, WNOV 860, and will be all operated under Milwaukee Black Media. Listen, I can't tell you that I know what the future of the truth holds and what the direction looks like and what the vision looks like, but what I do know is this, Truth Nation, is that we have an opportunity for ownership. And that's something that I cannot be against. When African Americans have a chance to take something and grow it in the vision that we want, that's something we have to rejoice in, something we have to be happy about. And so, yeah, is it something I never thought about, seeing Good Karma Brands no longer being the owner of the brand, 101.7 The Truth? I never thought about it because I'm out of business mind. I don't think about, oh, build something up to sell it. That's what business people do. They say, let me build something up and, you know, see if I can eventually sell it and make money off of it. Me, on the other hand, I didn't see it that way. And so when I see an opportunity for we, the black community, to have ownership, I think that is great. And I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, you know, again, I never saw it as we were limited like that. I didn't. I understood that, you know, a white man started the truth. I got it. You know, I knew Craig for a long time. But the one thing I will say is this, is that we did have a lot of freedom. We had a lot of creativity that we can do. And I remember them early days. And one day, before it all is said and done, because, again, I don't know what the future holds. But I do know we have a great opportunity in the future to continue to build this platform and build these black platforms so they can outlive all of us. And one day I will tell the story of all the behind the scenes, the story of how hard I had to work to get Tory Lowe. The real story. Sherman tells his perspective, his side of the story, which is his perspective. But I give y'all the real behind the scenes. Sherman does a great job of telling his story. It's very, very funny. But again, it's his story. But I'll give you the behind the scenes story of all the conversations and what was being said behind the scenes and how we went about stuff. When I know more, I'm definitely going to let y'all know all the great stories that we have. But Truth Nation, this new ownership will have the opportunity to really do anything that they want. And being part of a bigger company, the community engagement is always limited. That was the one thing we ran into. When it came to content, boy, oh, we can say what we want. And y'all know we can say what we want. Hell, even y'all callers crossed the damn line. But we literally had the freedom. I've never once had anybody tell me, hey, Kyle, you need to talk about this today. And when I was in charge, I never once told anybody, hey, we got to stay away from this or talk about this. Now, there were things where I said, hey, we need to make sure we're factual. We need to make sure we're accurate. Or, hey, here's the big story. Just so y'all know, this is what's going on. But never once did I ever tell them, no, you got to talk about this. We got to do this. And never once did I have a white guy in a suit say, hey, Kyle, we got to do this. Now, were there moments where people were like, all right, well, hey, this person might have crossed the line. Yeah, but that's anything. Hell, over at ESPN, there's all the time I get hit on the wrist and get called into meetings. Uh-oh, what did we do? But we had control of our voice. And that is the thing that made it so beautiful. And I know Craig joined Sherwin. And the reason why Sherwin, and the reason why Tory, and the reason why Ken are still here today is because they had the freedom of thought. They had the freedom to discuss the things they thought was most important for you, the community, the things they wanted to bring to you all, the stories they wanted to tell. They weren't limited. They didn't have to go through anybody to get approvals. They didn't have a muzzle on them. They didn't have any of that. We had the freedom to express ourselves in a way that we saw fit that would be best for our community. But the limitations, I will say that I look forward to not having the limitations is at the end of the day, when you work for a big corporation, there are limitations when it comes to staffing and things people feel comfortable doing. We have an incredible team here, and we did so much and made so much of an impact. The Tory Lowe community cleanup, you're talking about 300 plus people showing up, thousands of pounds of garbage. You're talking about the Walk Against Violence. You're talking about the Truth Summit. You're talking about Juneteenth, Family Fest, the Community Awards. Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes. Oh, my gosh. We got so many different things. You're talking about us doing something with Shake and having a show when he got rid of it, when he was debuting his shoe. It was a beautiful thing with all these events, but there's more we always wanted to do. There's more we always wanted to do. And now I see an opportunity where we can do more in the community. We have a little bit more freedom if we want to go do a show from a barbershop, if we want to do a show from a sporting event on a weekend. If we wanted to do something, we got a little bit more freedom because a lot of times with bigger corporations, you gotta be buttoned up. And I'm saying they won't be buttoned up, but I'm just saying you got to say, hey, listen, we can't have our staff working all these hours now. So when we first started The Truth, I said, I'll go anywhere. Y'all just let me get the kid and we're going to do it. So I am so, so, so excited that we have investments and money into what the next phase of The Truth is going to be. The biggest thing for sustainability is that financial freedom. And so I am thankful that Civic Media is going to be working with the Milwaukee-backed Media Trust to ensure that they're financially stable and that we can be paying people and that we can move forward. Because if we can get this right, where the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and eventual sister station of award-winning 101.7 The Truth, WNOV 860, and The Courier can be financially stable and sustainable, then we have an opportunity to be successful and run like a successful powerhouse of a radio station. The skies are the limit. The skies are the limit, Truth Nation. So again, people have been asking me how I felt about different things, and I'm telling you this right now. Listen, I'll look back on it, and I'm grateful. I really am grateful, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that y'all have given us to be able to grow this platform and showed us how important it was. So I'm so, so grateful for us to have this. But Truth Nation, one thing that I have learned over these last, now in year six, we're working towards the end of 6 years, but year five, going on to six, completed 5 years, is one thing that I learned, man, is I need to enjoy every single moment on the journey. One thing I'm not very good at, Truth Nation, is I'm not good at living in the now, in the moment, because I'm always thinking, what's next? I'm always thinking, is there more we can do? Right? I remember when I was the director of content for The Truth, DJ Brother Z would tell you, everybody tell you, I email you on the weekends, I email you at night. Listen, there's always work to be done, because if you want to be successful, you got to put in the work and the time. And I regret, my biggest regret that I do have is that I don't think I always enjoyed every single moment. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the ride. But as we had the WBA Awards this year, where I was nominated for Best Radio Show this year, got second place. Not very happy about it. I know my show was the best show in the state. I don't give a damn what nobody tell me. But the one thing I noticed this year, and also, I'm going to be honest, the community cleanup as well. Great event. But Truth Nation, one thing that it really hit me, because, you know, I got the news last Thursday. And again, I don't know what the future holds, but I do know for the truth, the future is going to be beautiful. But we had the WBA Awards, the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards. We've won many awards. And let me tell you, the vibes and the feelings were different this year. As I sat at the table with some of my teammates from 620 WTMJ at one table, and WBEV and Beaver Dam and ESPN Madison, as I sat all around, we enjoyed conversation, and I enjoyed talking to them all. It was me and Tori and Ken, and Andrew was there. Andrew's new. But me and Tori rode up together. Me and Tori just being together, and we look around, and it's just different. And I look back of where we came from the first time we were at the WBA Awards, and we were so excited because we won some awards, but we said we want more next year. And Carrie, Ben, Tori, Ken, Cherie, we all talked about, oh, we got this. And I remember Ben specifically with Tori, they was mapping it out. They said, oh, we're going to get some awards next year. Now we know what the formula is. And that's exactly what they did. Oh, we hit it out the damn park. It was fun. And what I'm saying is, Truth Nation, as I sat down in the chair at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards in Madison on Saturday night, and I looked around me, and I felt a little empty. And I realized that life is always full of changes. And Kyle Wallace, you got to do better at embracing the current moment that you are in, taking a moment to smell the roses. The older I get, the more I understand that's exactly what I need to do. And I'm trying to take a pause in my life to be able to enjoy the moment. You know, I'm planning a wedding. I'm trying to enjoy every step of this, right? Because one day that day will come. And then all of a sudden, all that planning, all the energy, all the time, all the concerns, all the things that you did, all that will be in a rearview mirror, because now the day has arrived and the day is over. Because I will be walking out that venue, and I'll be walking out that venue at the end of my wedding, and it'll be over. And there may be a day that I walk here out from the radio one last time, and it will be over. And so that's why I want to cherish every moment, and I want y'all to cherish every moment. But really, it really, really hit me on Saturday night that, damn, I hope I enjoyed the moment as much as I could, because I'm thinking back to all the smiles that we have with all the different faces that we have here that I love and I adore, and I can't wait to party with them, because we having a true reunion at my wedding. Now, don't get it twisted. All the old heads, they're going to be there. We turning up. We having a good time. But as a reminder, Truth Nation, is that when you have a blessing of a life like I do, when life is good like I have it, enjoy it, be thankful of it, and love it. This is Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. I'll take your calls. I'll take your text. If you got any questions, I'm happy to answer what I can, because I don't know too much. But I want to say thank y'all, Truth Nation, because this is beautiful of what y'all have allowed us to do. We don't get here to the point where somebody says this is something special and we want to get it to black ownership, but we also want to have it grow even bigger. That is because of y'all. So Truth Nation, I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. I see you. I'll get to you next. Y'all can call in, text in. You can also watch the streamers live on YouTube. But the award-winning 1017 Truth was sold, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because when you are fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's all about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. Truth Nation, American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com. Today, American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Any thoughts or comments on today's show? In addition to that, you can also watch and stream us live on the YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. We can give us a like, a share, and a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 101.7 The Truth shows. On the other side, I was talking about, The Truth has been sold, the brand. Craig Carmerson, our founder and CEO, joined The Truth with Sherwin Hughes today to talk a little bit more about it. But I'm so excited about it being, you know, again, I made no decision to do it. But I will say this, I love the decision of the fact that black folks will have an opportunity to have ownership and have full control about the direction of what the truth is. And I think that is a beautiful thing, an absolute beautiful thing. And I hope everybody continues to embrace the fact that we're going to have our black media under one roof to grow together and continue to serve the community together. That is something that I absolutely love. I believe the future can be bright. It absolutely can be bright. But 833-212-1017. Alan Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Well, the thing I'm going to say, we're going to continue to have potholes like HPV and herpes outbreaks. And the only thing that I was going to tell you, Kyle, sometimes you got to F up their feelings so they know who they effing with. And if they step on your toe, make sure you step over their whole body, okay?
What is this in relation to?
Well, you know, I'm talking about just you in general. I heard you talk about the potholes.
Oh,
we're going to always have potholes.
Yeah, we're going to always have potholes.
But what I'm talking about,
we got them fixed quicker.
But what I'm saying to you and to your life, what I'm saying is sometimes you got to F up people's feelings and say F their feelings so they know who they effing with. And if they step on your pinky toe, you step over their whole body, which means you don't always have to turn the other cheek and be the bigger person, okay?
Okay.
That's Jesus' job, not yours, okay?
I am not Jesus. You are right.
Okay, so you let your hair down. You hear me? Let your hair down. Because Jesus got a lot of babies with a lot of side pieces. All right, bye-bye.
I let it down, Al. I let the dreads hang. Let me just make sure it look right. I let my hair down. Thank you, Al. I appreciate that encouragement. Don't know where it came from, but I'll take it. 833-212-1017. But Truth Nation, I do want to do one thing. I do want to get back to, because again, I think it's such a blessing to have the life that I had. And you can call in at 833-212-1017 if you have any thoughts or you have any questions, do whatever you want to do. You can definitely do that because I'm more than open to being part of that. I'm with Al on that. Maybe I missed something. I'm not 100% sure where Al was getting that. But 833-212-1017, the caller, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
I really like that you have decided to savor every moment and be in the moment of your life. I think that, you know, a lot of times we're so busy looking at what the goal is, that we do miss out on the jewels of the journey, which are learning pieces that build us. And so that is a great way to look at life. With regard to the sale, I just wanted to ask, I don't know a lot about civic media, and maybe you can tell me a little bit about them as a company.
Yeah, I don't know too much about civic media, but I will say this. I know that their goal initially when they have purchased radio stations across the state of Wisconsin is they wanted to provide people with an additional platform to have a more liberal-leaning talk, to have conversations from a more liberal perspective and point of view. So that is my full understanding. They've been buying up a lot of radio stations across the state. And so I think, again,
you know, based
on. I think you said WNOV was one of them, right?
860 WNOV, right. They did. I believe they entered a purchasing agreement with WNOV. I know there's some FCC stuff that has to be approved according to the press release. But eventually they will have ownership of WNOV as part of what their goal is. And they have the courier, and then they will also, they purchase the brand of 101.7 The Truth. Good Karma Brands will still own the actual 101.7 The Truth signal, with the goal in 5 years, within the next 5 years, that the Milwaukee Black Media Trust will be able to purchase the signal and maintain all of that as well.
Sounds like awesome business.
Again, it sounds like a great opportunity. And again, it may not be what the vision I had was, but it sounds like a great opportunity for our community to have ownership in something that we have, that we have built up. And I'll tell you one thing. I think we have done a phenomenal job building up the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. But again, 833-212-1017. Josh and Kenosha, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hey, Kyle. Happy Monday. Quick comment about Spirit Airlines. What do you think of Elizabeth Warren buying a bunch of stock after the merger failed and then selling it all 2 weeks ago, just conveniently before they went under?
She bought what airline stock?
Spirit Airlines.
Well, I don't think Spirit. Was Spirit actually trading on the stock market? Because I know,
as far as I'm aware, after that merger failed.
Well, after the merger failed, what happened was the stock went. They went bankrupt, so I lost $750. It's crazy. I know because I have 75 shares. Maybe it was $10. Well, maybe I had more than that. I just know it was $750 around that I invested. I had 75 shares, so maybe it was around $750, $700 something. And
there was an article that came out that sold a bunch of it 2 weeks ago.
I wonder if they had a little bit of shares, but if she bought it, the shares was dirt cheap. Dirt cheap, for real. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not sure.
I'll have to see if I can find all the numbers for you.
So I don't think Spirit Airlines went back on the stock exchange after they originally went out. Just so everybody's clear. I don't believe so, because they were trading under SAVE, so I don't know. You probably have to fact check that article that you read, but I know for a fact I lost $700 after. I was counting my chips, boy. I was like, oh yeah, yeah. I said I bought this. I was finna. Yeah, I was about to say, like, see, 30. I was gonna make about, because it was gonna be about $2,400. I was gonna get. I was ready. I was absolutely ready. I was like, here we go. Because it was buying out my stock.
Oh.
But then.
That could have paid the bar for your wedding.
Well, I wish. It only puts a dent. A lot of people. Maybe one day I'll tell that story over here, is how many people I have invited to the wedding. Matter of fact, that's another thing. Thanks, Josh. I appreciate you. Another thing. Woo! Y'all better turn these invites. Brother Z, better turn that invite. You ain't coming?
I don't RSVP.
Oh, well, brother, that means you won't have a plate. All right, cool with me. I see you there. Ain't no dirt on my back. These people better RSVP, because I definitely ain't. I say people who don't RSVP, who say they coming, like Brother Z, they get the risotto. They get the cheapest plate. The risotto is good. But 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. When we come back on the other side, I'll share my final thoughts on today's show.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. We're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Again, where you give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. And today I really just talked about the fact the award-winning 1017 The Truth was sold, and it is just so beautiful to have been on this journey and to, you know, continue to be part of the journey in whatever capacity I'm blessed and fortunate to be. You know what I'm saying? That's something that is absolutely something that is beautiful and is powerful. In addition to that,
Truth Nation, I talked about the Spirit Airlines thing, and I do want to say, I want to wrap with that, with my mind with that, is that, again, when you hear a lot of noise about the Spirit Airlines, you're going to see people pointing fingers and talking about Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren did not in Spirit Airlines. Now, did she encourage for the merger for Spirit Airlines and JetBlue to be blocked? Yes. She said it's going to be, you know, it's going to take away competition. I 100% disagree with her. Terrible idea. And again, she made a stupid decision doing that. The Biden administration made a stupid decision by trying to block it. And the judge who decided to block it made a stupid decision. And here we are now, right? It definitely led to this potentially happening. But at the end of the day, the Trump administration in this war in Iran that, again, has no real deadline, I have no idea when this is going to end, is the thing that really gave the death blow. And one thing people have to understand is that not only did Spirit Airlines go out of business, but you got to understand is that when Spirit Airlines went out of business, it also stranded a whole bunch of American citizens, right? It stranded a whole bunch of people who had to figure out exactly what they were going to do. You're talking about 17,000 jobs also being lost. So you just got so many different people impacted by this in a negative way. It caused a frenzy. People having to spend more money already with the pressure of the economy. These policies hurt people. Like, think about it. Now I'm stranded somewhere. And what's crazy, I was in St. Martin a year ago around this time. And that Saturday when we returned. And we flew Spirit. Now I can't imagine waking up the next day in St. Martin, leaving my hotel, and trying to figure out how the hell we're going to get home. That is the thing that thousands of passengers and flyers across this country and internationally had to deal with because of poor decisions by this administration that led to the failure of Spirit Airlines. But it has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. When we come back tomorrow, we'll talk about the Monaco Brewing guy. We'll talk about reckless, you know, behavior by teenagers in the community. We have so much that we're going to cover. So make sure you tune in tomorrow as we examine this epidemic that we have with children shooting folks, children getting killed, children going to jail. Just a lot of nonsense happening in our community. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Tory Lowe shows up next from 104 Truth Nation. Peace out. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.